I'm joined by Axel head football coach Eric Detweiler ahead of their, of course, state championship game coming up. And, Coach, first off, let's recap your guys' win against Frankfort. This was your second matchup against them. You guys dominated them yet again. 46-0 was the first matchup, 52-6 in this one. And in this one, you guys really were able to impose your will early.
Yeah, you know, we kind of got out to a running start, you know, you can say, and had a great atmosphere of having a home game and fortunate to be able to have that home game. And our offense never punted in the game, so... we did a great job, executing offensively, and when we only give up one score, and then don't even let them, score on the 2-point conversion. So, we were playing well on both sides of the ball, and the score kind of indicated that.
And, Coach, you kind of talked about jumping on them early. You guys scored 28 points in that first quarter. How impressed were you by your team in that first 12 minutes?
Well, our guys come out and played a familiar opponent with Frankfort, obviously, league rivals and the familiar opponent that we've seen a lot. And so our guys come out with great energy and attitude and obviously, clearly wanted to make a statement early in that game. And I thought our guys did a good job. And when you jump out to a 28-0 lead, you got things going right.
Absolutely. And Brandon Schmelsley, he was super effective both over the air and on the ground. He had 5 rushing touchdowns. He was 10 for 11 over the air. What would you say was the most impressive aspect of his game this past week?
Every week he just continues to get better and better and read defenses. And it's showing if he's 10 for 11 passing, he's not missing too many reads. And at the same time, if they are trying to, stop our pass and it's covered, he's athletic enough to make some guys miss and just on the quarterback scramble. So he continues to get better every week. And I think he's gaining more confidence all the time in what we're trying to do and what he needs to do. And starting to show on the field.
Here with Axel, head football coach Eric Detweiler. Coach, I'm going to throw these numbers at you, so bear with me here. I mean, you guys' rushing attack has been just unworldly. Eli Brockstrom is averaging 17.7 yards per carry, and Landon Schmitz, who doesn't get not quite as much work as Eli does, but he has 11 carries in the season. How about 25.1 yards per carry first season? He had that 65-yarder. First of all, your overall thoughts on those crazy numbers and just what makes them so effective?
Well, honestly, I think if you ask those two, they would probably tell you it's the blocking up front. We got 3 great linemen, and then, we got 3 receivers and backs that are on the outside that are blocking for them, too. And I think it just comes down to execution. I think everybody's kind of on the same page. And we always harp on the little things that make us score it fast. And it's kind of showing. I think, we're doing a great job of executing all the way around, and everybody is just saying assignment sound.
So let's talk about those big guys up front. Sawyer Dieters, Grant Bussing, among others, Blaze as well. Those guys are familiar with being this deep in the playoffs, but how incredible was it to see Sawyer get that sack against Frankfort on his final game at home and Grant also have that opportunity to ball out like they did?
Yeah, so we got 3 seniors this year. Like I said, Sawyer and Grant, and then Grady, of course, who's placed tight end for us and a little linebacker for us as well. But, yeah, it's great. Those guys are obviously wanting to go out with a W and that's hard to do. You have to win a state championship to do that, but they've kind of got the mindset of lead by example. And Sawyer and Grant have done a tremendous job for us up front. Been playing there 3 years. Grant doesn't hardly ever miss a snap, cause we're in shotgun most of the time. Sawyer and him and Blaze as well. They do a great job of communicating and changing their blocking scheme. And I always let those guys do that on their own. And they do a great job of adapting and adjusting to what the defense is trying to throw them. And like you said, with those kind of run sheet numbers, obviously they're doing a great job at it.
And talking about Grady Bussing as well, his offensive production has been stellar this year. Playoffs haven't quite been as good, but still playing well. What aspects of his game attribute to him having so much success this season?
Well, he just does a great job of understanding what we're trying to do. We work all summer long and work in running sharp pass patterns and understanding if they're in zone, where we need to sit in the zone and where those holes in the zone are. And he's just a big physical kid, 6'2", 180, 190, that can run. Obviously, he runs cross country. Just a tremendous athlete that understands the game of football and what you're trying to accomplish. I think one of the things that Grady does best is block downfield. He's got great hands and everything, but, one thing that he does that, a lot of other guys can is block for those, running backs downfield. And, he's a big kid that's got the strength and athleticism to do that as well.
Here with Axel Head football coach Eric Detweiler. We're going to take a break. We'll have more from him and talk about their matchup against South Central coming up next. Back here with Axel Head football coach Eric Detweiler ahead of their game against South Central. And coach, kind of talking about their ability on offense to make plays. Their quarterback, he is small. He's 5'9", 155, but boy, he is fast and shifty.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's a junior that, you know, our guys got to see last year in the consolation bracket in sub-state basketball and state basketball, and so they know that he's extremely fast and shifty, and you know, watching him on film, he does a good job of making guys miss. He's quick, about as quick as we've come, and maybe one of the fastest quarterbacks that we've seen as well, and you know, so we're going to have to stay assignment sound and definitely focus on him if we want to shut their offense down.
This being a very heavily run-favored team, and you talk about the quarterback and their senior running back, who's a little bit bigger. He's 5'9", 185. They've combined for over 2,500 yards and 48 touchdowns and well over 8 yards per carry. Coach, what do you got to do to try to take these guys down?
Well, you know, like I said, just kind of stay assignment sound. We need our linebackers to stay in the gaps and quite honestly, get off blocks and read what they're trying to do. You know, they don't do anything fancy, I would say, on offense, but what they do extremely well. And, you know, they try to lead you with a little misdirection every once in a while. But, you know, predominantly, you're right. There's just those two running backs that, you know, that are fast and quick and strong, honestly. They're physical up front. And so that, you know, once they don't take much, they get a little bit of a crease and they're gone. So, you know, we need everybody to say assignment sound, not bite on, you know, some of their play action stuff sometimes, you know, for our corners to stay home when, you know, they're predominantly a run team. But, you know, just everybody needs to be on the same page.
And, Coach, kind of talking about that matchup in the trenches, this, I think, is the biggest matchup of the entire game, the game within the game, if you will. Sawyer and Grant going up against those offensive linemen. They have some size, too, as you mentioned, kind of looking at the numbers here. Their center is 5'10", 236. He's a junior, and one of their other offensive linemen, Curtis Bernard, he's 5'11", he's 250. He is a senior. So they have some size, as well as their tight end. He is also 200 pounds at 5'11", so they have some size. Your thoughts on the way they're going to be able to match up against you guys?
Right, you know, they're one of the bigger teams that we've seen up front, and obviously, you know, their offense shows that with the way they're, you know, they're in the state championship game running the ball, and so yeah, they're big, they're physical, they understand what they're trying to do, and you know, our guys have just got to meet to that intensity and strength, and you know, like I said, our linebackers are going to have to get off block to fill those gaps, and you know, if we want to shut them down.
And, Coach, this is a South Central team that started off the year 2-3. They've won 7 games since then. Have you gotten some tape on some of the losses and some of the wins and kind of compared and contrast? And if so, what are some of the differences that you're seeing from those losses versus when they're coming out on the right side of the scoreboard?
Well, you know, they play a lot of different kids. You know, I think earlier in the season they were trying to figure out who they wanted to put in what positions. And I think, you know, obviously they found that now, and they've kind of hit their mark and their stride and probably peaking at the right time. And you know, they still play a fair amount of kids, and they're just not, you know, 8 kids on both sides of the ball. You know, the same 8 kids, they shuffle guys around to where I think they're trying to stay fresh, and I think they're just executing really well. They finally got the right guys, I think, in the spots that they want, and you know, they're all on the same page, and you know, they're just executing their run game extremely well.
Hey, Coach, during this win streak, like you just mentioned, they have really started to hit their stride. They're outscoring opponents on average in the playoffs 51-4.6. What are the keys to success for you guys' offense to have that level of production that you're used to having?
Well, you know, they play a unique defense. It's kind of a 4-man front or a, you know, kind of a 2-3, if you will, but they bring their outside corners up. And it's something that we really don't see that often. You know, so we kind of got to be prepared for that. And you know, they have one middle linebacker kid that's pretty big and physical, number 32, that does a good job for them. And so, you know, it's a unique defense that, you know, that we haven't seen much of. And you know, sometimes they blitz those outside linebackers, you know, slash DNs, and sometimes they drop them into coverage. So, you know, we kind of got to figure out what they're trying to do on us. And you know, hopefully if they blitz, we got the numbers to pick up that blitz and slow them down. And, you know, then obviously we got to, you know, be effective in the passing game where, you know, if they drop into coverage, we got to be aware of where they're at all times.
Here with Axel Head football coach Eric Detweiler. And, Coach, this is a team that doesn't make mistakes, and they do a fantastic job of turning you over, just like you guys do. But their turnover margin is plus 30, with 20 defensive interceptions, 12 fumble recoveries, and only one interception on offense, and only one fumble loss at 2.7 turnovers per game. Coach, how important is it for you guys to be able to take care of the ball and win the turnover battle?
Yeah, you know, extremely important. I mean, you're right. I think last week against Victoria, they had 6 or 7 turnovers. I think 5 interceptions or 4 and 2 fumble recoveries. So, you know, they do a great job of turning you over. And you know, they, you know, obviously live off of that. And you know, anytime you can be that kind of positive in the turnover battle in one game, I think it's, you know, it's pretty easy to win that game, to be quite honest with you. So, you know, you're limiting the other team's possessions. And so every time that you can win that turnover battle, it helps you. And you know, obviously we want to be on the right side of that this week.
And, Coach, just for funsies here, one quick question for you before we go. You have the 2023 Axtell team on one side. You have the 2022 Axtell team on the other side. Who's winning that matchup?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I don't know. Each team's got its own uniqueness, I guess, and identity. You know, this year we're kind of, you know, leading by a group, or last year, you know, maybe Isaac was kind of leading that group. But,
yeah.
You know, honestly, we're, you know, we're kind of all on the same page. And yeah, great question. I don't know. I've never been asked that question before. You know, maybe it'll win in a draw. I don't know. But, you know, both extremely athletic teams that are fast and physical and you know, maybe I don't know who wins that, but it would be a great game.
You know, I'll take that answer. I will take that answer. Coach, thank you so much for humoring me and taking time to interview once again here today. Appreciate it as always, and best of luck.
Yeah, anytime, and thanks for the coverage all season long. We appreciate it.
That was Axtell head football coach Eric Detweiler. Be sure to stay tuned. Got more pregame coverage coming up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.